Morning, brothers and sisters.
早上好，兄弟姐妹们。
So, let's bow our heads and come to the Lord in prayer.
让我们低头来到主面前祷告。
Father, we thank you, Lord, for the chance to gather together as your church.
天父，我们感谢你，感谢你赐给我们这机会，我们可以在教会里聚集在一起。
Lord, we are here not only to gather with our brothers and sisters, but Lord, we are here to turn our attention to you in humble adoration and worship.
主啊，我们在这里不仅仅是和弟兄姐妹们聚会，我们在这里是要把我们的把我们的焦点聚在你身上，在你面前，使我们自己谦卑。
We remember our brothers and sisters that are out today, our choir and the Alhambra brothers and sisters that are out sharing your gospel.
我们要纪念我们的一些兄弟姐妹今天在外面是给通过唱诗来宣教你的信息。
And we pray for you to give them strength.
我们祷告你要使他们强壮。
But most of all, give them joy.
但是最重要的要给他们喜乐。
Because it is always a joy to serve our great God.
因为来服侍你总是一种喜乐。
May you allow them to see some fruit to their ministry.
希望你允许他们看到他们所事工的果子。
So we pray that even today, for some who hear the message, that today will be the day of salvation.
我们也祷告今天在这里的能够听到我们的这信息的人能够成为今天能够成为他们得救的日子。
So be with our choir, Lord.
所以请和我们的唱诗班一起。
And Lord, please let us be aware of your presence with us this morning.
让我们也惊醒到你是和我们同在的今天早上。
In Jesus' name I pray.
我们以奉耶稣的名求。Amen.
Amen. Why is the church so important?
为什么教会是如此的重要?
Well, I love God.
我爱上帝。
I have faith that Jesus died for me.
我有信仰耶稣是为我们而死的。
I even occasionally like to study my Bible and talk to my family about God.
我偶尔也会查查圣经和我家人谈谈圣经上的一些事情。
But I don't see why being a part of the church is so important.
但是我不觉得为什么成为教会的一份子是如此的重要。
This is a conversation that someone was having with me in the past.
这就是以前有人和我的一段对话。
The person said,
这个人说,
I can love God at home.
我可以在家里爱上帝。
I don't have to be a part of the church to love God.
我没有必要一定在教会里爱上帝。
I listen to sermons all the time online.
我一直在网上听传道。
In fact, I don't have to listen to the preachers of this church.
我不一定要在教会里听那个牧师讲道。
Because there are other people who preach way better than our church's preachers.
因为有人比这个教会的讲道讲得好多了。
And I like their style.
我而且喜欢他们的模式。
I study the Bible at home with my family.
我在家里和家人一块查经。
Don't you always say that the church isn't the building?
你不是总是说教会不是一个建筑物吗?
So I don't have to be at the building.
我没有必要一定在这个建筑物里啊。
I can love God on my own.
我可以以自己的方式来爱上帝。
Well, when I have time, I'll come and I'll serve.
如果我有时间的话，我就来教会，我来服侍。
But you know, I have other priorities too.
但是我有一些其他很重要的事情。
And when I get too busy,
当我太忙的时候
I don't have to go to church.
我就没必要去教会
Because I could love God at home.
因为我可以在家里爱上帝
I'll choose whether I come or not to serve.
我可以选择我去教会还是不去教会我服侍还是不服侍
Why should the church be that important a part of my life?
为什么教会应该成我生命当中如此重要的一部分呢
And this person, I believe, raised...A very, very good question.
我相信这个人提出了一个非常非常好的问题。
Why is the church so important?
为什么教会是如此的重要?
Why should the church be an important part of my life?
为什么教会应该成为我生命当中如此重要的一部分？
I mean, church is everyone, all the Christians, right?
我是指教会是指是每个人是每一个基督徒。
So this week I want to go to this church if I want to.
这个星期我如果想去这个教会，我去就去这个教会。
Next week I want to stay home and listen to sermon online.
下个礼拜我想待在家里，在网上听到。
And then the week after that I'll go to another church that I want to go to.
在下下礼拜我或许去另外一个教会。
Is that the way we should approach church?
那这是一种我们去教会的方式吗？
Is that saying that the church is important to you?
这是一种方式说这教会是对你很重要吗？
Why should the church be such an important part of my life?
为什么教会应该成为我生命当中如此重要的一部分？
I'll give you the simple answer first, and then we're going to unpack that today.
我先给你一个很简单的回答，然后我们再来分析。
The church is important.
教会是重要的。
Because it is important to God.
因为教会对上帝来说是很重要。
The church is so important to God.
教会对上帝来说是如此的重要。
And if you are a true believer this morning,
如果今天早上你是一个真正的信徒，
if you have new life today,
如果你已经得到了新的生命，
if Jesus Christ is Lord,
如果耶稣基督是你的主，
then you need to value what God values.
那你应该重视上帝所重视的。
So what we're going to explore today,
那我们今天来探索的是
is why is the church so important to God?
为什么教会对上帝来说是如此的重要？
And if we know why it's important to God,
我们知道为什么对上帝来说教会是如此的重要。
Then we're going to understand why it should be important to us.
那我们就会了解为什么教会对我们来说是如此的重要。
Okay. And what we're going to do is we're going to look at the very first thing as we continue on this faith foundation journey of ours. We're going to look at why is the church so important?
那我们接着就是我们讲的一系列就是信仰根基的一系列，那我们接下来就是要讲讲为什么 教会是如此的重要。
And the first reason why the church is so important is because the church reveals God's love for his people.
为什么第一点为什么教会是如此的重要？那第一点是因为教会 显明了神 神对人的爱。
The church is important because God loves his people.
教会是如此的重要，因为上帝爱他的人。
There is nothing else in the created universe that God is committed more to loving than his own people, the church.
在上帝所创造的整个宇宙当中，没有其他任何事物，上帝承诺了如此的爱，比我们人类的爱更多的。
Okay. One of the most powerful ways to communicate is to communicate through metaphors.
其中有一个就是最有力的交流方式，就是我们要通过比喻来交流。
The very, very best communicators always communicate the most complex ideas through giving us metaphors or word pictures.
最好的交流者往往是通过比喻的方式来解释一个比较复杂的现象或者一个复杂的事件。
So for instance, if I saw something and I want to communicate it to you so you see it with me.
比如我看到一样东西，我想解释给你听。然后我希望你能够通过我的话来看到这幅图案。
Then I will give you a metaphor.
那我就要通过一个比喻。
For instance,
那比方说
if I saw a field of snow,
我看到一块地铺满白雪
and I say that field of snow that I saw was like a clean white blanket.
那我跟你说这块雪地看上去就像一块白毯子。
Do you see that picture in your mind?
你有没有在脑海中有这幅图呢？
Right? See? And if I said, Well, I believe that Pastor James is really smart.
如果我说啊、James 长老是非常聪明的人。
And he is.
他是很聪明。
I believe that Pastor James is so smart that his brain is like a computer.
我相信啊、James 长老是如此的聪明，他的脑子就像一个电脑一样。
Do you see the picture?
你有没有看到这幅图案呢？在你的脑海当中。
Do you understand how fast his brain works?
你有没有知道他的脑子工作有多快呢？
Okay. See, the best communicators will use word pictures.
那最好的交流者就是用过。就是通过文字的图像来解释。
And God is a God who created communication.
那我们的上帝就是上帝是创造了这个那个交流。
And so God uses word pictures all over the Bible.
上帝在圣经当中也用也整个圣经当中也用这种文字图像的交流方式。
In fact, Jesus used metaphors every time he preached.
事实上耶稣用比喻的方式每次他讲道的时候都用比喻的方式。
And so to help us to understand the church,
那为了帮助我们明白教会
and to help understand the church's relationship with God,
帮助我们了解教会和上帝的关系
and to help us understand how important the church is to God,
帮我们了解教会是如是多么的重要，对上帝来说。
God gives us word pictures.
上帝给我们这些文字的图像。
And one of the best word pictures or metaphors that God gives us to understand our relationship with Him.
其中最好的一个比喻，上帝给我们的是解释我们和上帝的关系。
That represents or gives us a picture of His commitment of love to us.
代表了他对我他对我们的承诺的爱
is when he tells us that the church he views the church like the bridegroom views his bride
是他当他告诉我们上帝看教会就像一个新郎看新娘
the church is his bride
这教会就是上帝的新娘
I remember the day that I was getting married
我记得我结婚的那天。
I woke up in the morning.
我早上醒来。
And I put on my tuxedo.
我穿上我的西装。
And I had to drive to go find my wife. I had to go meet her somewhere.
我要开车去和我的妻子碰头。
Because she stayed the night with her parents.
她前天晚上住在她父母家。
And she was going to get all pretty.
她要把自己打扮得漂漂亮亮的。
And do her hair and do her face and all that stuff.
化妆做头发。
And as I drove out,
当我开车出去的时候
it started raining.
开始下雨了。
And I was like, oh no, it's raining.
现在正在下雨啊。
And the more I drove to find her,
当我开车开得更远的时候
The rain started pouring harder and harder.
下起了倾盆大雨。
It was like water was being poured out of a bucket.
就像倾盆大雨。
You see, a metaphor within a metaphor, right?
有没有看到那个比喻中的比喻
It was coming so hard that I knew this might ruin my wedding day.
雨下得这么大，我甚至在担心可能我的结婚日要被破坏了。
I was driving through all this rain.
我正在雨中开着车。
And the rain should have ruined my wedding day.
这个大雨可能要破坏我的结婚日。
But my heart was so excited.
但是我的心还是非常的兴奋。
Because I love my wife.
因为我爱我的太太。
And I was so excited to see her.
我是如此的兴奋，急着要见到她。
I had committed myself, my life to her.
我因为我已经把我自己和我的生命承诺了给他。
Rain was not going to affect my day.
大雨并不会阻挠我们。
I love my bride that much.
我是如此的爱我的新娘。
Nothing will get in the way of my love for her.
我会为了爱她，我会放弃一切。
And we had a beautiful wedding.
我们有一个很漂亮的婚礼。
God loves the church the way the bridegroom loves his bride.
上帝爱教会就像, 新娘爱新郎一样,
there is nothing that he's going to hold back from his love for her.
他不会有任何保留,
and in the Bible, in the New Testament, there's a passage that we often teach about for husbands and wives.
在新约里, 圣经的新约里, 有一段经文, 我们通常, 是, 拿来教导, 妻子和丈夫的。
And so if you're a good husband or wife, you should know that it's found in the book of any good husbands or wives out here?
你知道在哪本书里吗?
How is a husband supposed to love his wife?
丈夫应该是如何的爱他的妻子?
You find that in the book of Ephesians. Okay, good. Good, I heard Ephesians out here.
以弗所书里面,
Ephesians chapter 5, close.
第五章。
6 you should be familiar with on this side because that has to do with your children and your parents, right? But chapter 5 is the wives and the husbands.
第五章是关于讲太太和...
And a lot of times when we read this,
很多时候当我们读这段经文的时候,
Pastor James and I are teaching this about the relationship between a husband and a wife.
James 长老和我通常会教导，用这段经文来教导， 夫妻之间的关系。
But this morning, I want you to really read it from another perspective.
但是今天早上我是很，就是希望你们通过读这段经文的时候，是用另外一个角度去看。
We're going to read it together slowly, but this time I want you to see Christ and His love for the church.
我们慢慢读，但是这次我希望就是你们可以看这段，读这段经文的时候，可以看到主耶稣是如此的爱他的教会。
Okay. We're only going to look at Christ and His love for the church.
我们只看主耶稣和爱他的教会。
Okay, verse 25.
第25章。
Look for Christ and His love for the church.
我们要寻找一下就是主耶稣基督和他的爱。
Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her.
你们做丈夫的, 要爱你们的妻子, 正如基督爱教会,
that he might sanctify her, having cleansed her by the washing of water with the word.
要用水借着道把教会洗净,
so that he might present the church to himself in splendor without spot or wrinkle or any such thing, that she might be holy and without blemish.
可以献给自己, 做个荣耀的教会, 毫无玷污, 皱纹等类的病, 乃是圣洁, 没有瑕疵的。
In the same way, husbands should love their wives as their own bodies.
丈夫也当照样爱妻子。
He who loves his wife loves himself.
如同爱自己的身子,
for no one ever hated his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it as Christ does the church.
从来没有人恨恶自己的身子, 总是保养顾惜, 正像基督教会, 基督带教会一样。
Do you see that?
你有没有看到这个?
This is Christ's love for his bride.
这就是, 主耶稣对他新娘的爱。
And whenever the Bible talks about God's love for the church,
无论何时, 圣经讲上帝爱他的教会,
what it's talking about is it's revealing His love for His people.
其实真的是在讲, 是在显示他对他的人的爱。
God's great love through Christ,
上帝通过基督的爱,
for his people.
是为了爱他的人。
Christ says,
基督说,
for my bride, the church,
为了我的新娘, 也就是教会,
I'm ready to pay any price.
我预备好了付出任何的代价。
I am ready to endure any pain for her good.
我预备好了承受任何的痛苦。
I'm willing to give up all my status,
我愿意放弃我所有的地位,
all my comfort,
我所有的舒适,
all the goodness of heaven for her.
为了她, 我愿意甚至放弃天上的一切。
Jesus says, I will give up everything for my church.
耶稣说我会为了我的教会我会放弃一切
Even when there's not a lot of love that's going to come back to me.
甚至我知道没有很多的爱会回馈给我
What does the Bible say? While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
圣经上怎么说呢圣经上说当我们还是罪人的时候耶稣就为我们死了
This is how important God's church is to him.
这就是主的教会对他来说是如此的重要。
And this is why God's church must be important to us.
这就是为什么，神的教会也一定对我们来说也一定是非常的重要。
So what's the application here? How do we apply this truth?
那我们如何去应用这个真理呢？
What is our response towards a God who gave up everything for his bride?
那对这样一位神为了他的新娘放弃了一切对这样一位神我们应该做如何的回应呢
What is our response to a God who's willing to give up his only son in order to redeem her?
对这样一位神为了我们放弃了他唯一的独子那我们应该做怎样的回应呢
What is our response towards a God who had purchased a dirty,And wretched sinners, and wash them and clothe them with righteousness.
那对这样一位神，为了赎回我们，把可怜肮脏还有的我们买回来，并且为我们穿衣，为我们并且为我们穿衣，洗净我们。那对这样一位神，我们应该做如何的回应呢
？What's our response?
那我们的回应是什么
？Our response is to worship Him.
我们的回应应该是去敬拜他。
As Ephesians 1 says, to live for the praise of the glory of God.
就像以弗所书一章所说的，我们要为赞美这位真神来而活。
Our response is when we gather together like this on a Sunday.
那我们的回应就是像我们。像今天一样，在一个周日的早上，我们聚在一起。
Our response is to remember what He's done for us.
我们要记得他为我们做了什么。
Our response is to think about His great love for us.
我们要记得他的大爱。
And to worship Him.
我们要敬拜他。
We live for Him.
我们要为他而活。
We sing praise to Him.
我们要赞美他。
That's what it means to respond to His great love.
这就是我们应该回应他的爱。
Now, when we say the word church, we need to make it clear here.
当我们提到这个教会这个字，我们要讲清几点。
Because in Scripture, we see two uses of our understanding of church.
在经文当中，我们看到有两种用法，对教会这个。有两种用法
And some of you already know this, but I just want to lock that in for you guys.
我知道你们当中人一些已经有人明白了，但是我还要再强调。
The first, the Bible refers to the universal church.
那第一呢，就是讲到教会。那圣经呢，是指我们的一个全球的一个教会。
That is every believer in every place throughout every age of time.That is the universal church.
那这个全球教会呢，就是所有的信徒在世界上的任何一个角落、任何一个年纪所组成的，这个就是全球教会。
And the second, the Bible always talks about the local church.
那第二点呢，圣经也一直提到，就是我们的地方教会。
That's what we are.
这就是我们这个教会。
That you need to belong to one.Local church.
你应该是属于一个地方教会的。
Church is not to be treated like fast food restaurants.
你不应该对待教会像对待一个快餐店。
Today I feel like McDonald's.
今天我想要吃麦当劳。
Next week I feel like In-N-Out.
下个礼拜我想吃 In-N-Out.
The following week I still want to go to In-N-Out.
在下礼拜我还想再去 In-N-Out.
And then after that we'll go to eat tacos.
在下礼拜我可能要去吃 taco.
No.The church is not like that.
教会不是这样子。
You are part of one local church. That's what we see all throughout Scripture.
你应该属于一个地方教会的一部分。
You don't be a part of two.
你不可能成为两个教会的一份子。
You faithfully commit yourself to one.
你应该把自己承诺给一个教会。
Another picture of it is a spiritual family. Another picture of your local church is that it's a spiritual family.
那另外一个就是一个地方教会的一个图案，就是我们所说的灵性上的家庭。
But when we talk about this concept,
当我们提到这个概念的时候
，that God loves His church,
上帝爱他的教会。
Okay, we're talking about the church universal.
我们是指全球的教会。
The church universal, all believers in every place across every generation is His bride.
那这个全球教会就是在全球上的所有的信徒，不管年龄大小。
And Christ said, I'm sorry.
都是他的新娘。
And Christ said, "For my bride,"
基督说，为了我的新娘。
I'm willing to give up everything.
我愿意放弃一切。
Do you see how important the church is to God?
你有没有看到，教会对上帝来说是多么的重要呢？
When you are willing to give up everything for something, it's telling you how important it is.
当你愿意为了某样东西放弃自己的一切。这就是告诉你，对这样东西对你来说是多么的重要。
So the church is important because it reveals God's love for His people.
教会是重要的，因为教会显明了神对人的爱。
But not only does it show God's love for His people.
但这不仅仅教会不仅仅就是显明了上帝对人的爱。
The church also demonstrates God's plan for His people to love other people.
教会呢也显上帝呢也显明了，就是通过教会让他的人去爱其他的人。
Okay, and that's our second point that we want to get this morning.
这就是我们今天早上要讲的第二点。
That the church reveals God's heart for His people to love other people.
那教会呢是显明了神的心意是为了他的人去爱其他的人。
There's a heartbeat in this church.
在这个教会里有一个命脉。
You hear the heartbeat?
就像我们心跳一样。
The heartbeat of the church is love.
这个教会的命脉就是爱。
And it's a very particular type of love.
这是一个非常非常特别的爱。
But the only reason why we have that ability to love other people in this type of love is because the Bible tells us that we love because what? Because He first loved us.
我们之所以有这个特殊的能力去爱，使用这种特别的爱，是因为就像圣经上所说的，耶稣基督先爱我们。
Right, that's 1 John.4:19.
这就在约翰一书四章十九节。
Right? We love because He first loved us.
我们爱是因为他先爱了我们。
So you can't have the second without the first.
你不可能有第二没有第一点的话，不可能有第二点。
But we also all know that in the Greek language there are many more words to express the word love.
我们也知道在希腊语言中有非常多的语言来表达爱。
And in 1 John 4:19.
在约翰一书四章十九节
，It says He agape love us，
就是他所说的这无私的爱。
Because He agape love us first, we agape love others。
所以因为他无私的先爱了我们，所以我们也要无私的爱他。
We are able to have a very particular type of love here because He showed us that very particular type of love first.
我们之所以有一种在这里我们有一种特别的爱，是因为他先给了我们这种特别的爱。
This is a love that gives.
这就是一种给的爱。
Right? This is a love that sacrifices.
这是一种爱，是牺牲的爱。
This is a love that does not say, you know what, I will love you.If you love me in return.
这种爱是一种爱，不是说我跟你说我爱你，但是你也得爱我。
This is not a love that says, I will give to you as long as you are like this and like this and like this.
这不是一种爱说我会爱你，只要你是这样那样这样。
Because Jesus did not love us with that type of condition.
因为耶稣给我们给我们的爱是没有任何条件的。
And so the way we love others is without condition.
所以我们爱人家也是应该没有条件的爱。
If you are trying to love people,
如果你想要试着爱人家
and you start to get mad,
然后你开始生气了
and you start to get frustrated,
你开始受挫折了
and you start to say, that's it, that's as far as I go,
你开始说到此为止
that's not God's love,
这不是上帝的爱
that's your love,
这是你的爱
that's the world's love,
这是世界的爱。
But God's love, His very particular love, is a love that gives without an expectation of you having to be this, 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 or this.
但是上帝的这种特殊的爱是一种爱，他不期待你做任何事情。
So the other metaphor that we see in the scripture, the other word picture that we give,
我们在经文上看到的另外一个比喻
is that the church is a body, and particularly a body of this very special love.
教会是一个身体，是特别是一个身，是一种特别的、特别的成员组成的身体。
Mm-hmm. Pastor James.Preached on this the last time he preached on the spiritual gifts.
上次那个 James 长老就在他的讲道中提起过。
He preached in 1 Corinthians 12 and Ephesians 4.
他讲了First Corinthians. 哥罗西
哥
哥伦多前书。
I'm like gila gila gila. I don't even know what I'm saying.
以弗所书里提到过。
Okay.And what he specifically said is he preached that the church is a body of many parts, many members.
他特别的提出来，教会是一个由不同肢体组成的一个身体。
And all of the different members have at least what? A spiritual gift.
所有不同的肢体都有一个很特别的恩赐。
And he preached that this body works together.
他也讲到这个所有的肢体一同做工。
But he made it very clear, as the scripture does, that this body ministers to one another in their gifts in love.
但是他也讲得非常清楚，就是这个这些在教会里的肢体要相互用他们的恩赐来服侍。就是要以爱来服侍。
This love, again, is that very special, particular love.
这个爱就是一种非常特别的爱。
It is that sacrificial, giving without condition love that God loved us with.
这个爱就是要自我牺牲的爱，没有无条件的爱，也就是上帝给我们的爱。
In fact, it says that if you try to do all these things with one another, but you don't have love,
事实上，如果你想要帮人家这样那样，但是没有一个爱心
，and you don't have that special type of love，
但是你没有如果你没有这个特别的爱
，then it's almost useless。
这是没有用的
，because you're trying to love in the world's type of love。
因为你是试着用世界的爱去爱。
My son is now.How old is my son? 6 years old.
我的儿子六岁。
He turned six. He turned six. Okay. A lot of people have been saying, Corbin is really growing up.
很多人看到他
CJ is growing.
Corbin 真的长大了。
And I said, yeah. They said, how is he growing?
Yeah, 对对对，他是长大。
And they say, how is he growing so much?
怎么长大的？怎么长得这么大？
I said, because he's eating a lot of food.
因为他吃很多。
I said, how are you feeding him? Is that me? Who's that? What are you doing?
你怎么喂他吃这么多东西呢？
I said, it's not me. I'm not feeding him.
我说我没有喂他。
He's just always finding food and just shoving his mouth with food and milk. He's drinking a lot of milk.
他自己会找东西吃，而且喝很多奶。
The boys in our house, we have three boys now in our house, they're drinking our milk way too fast.
我们现在家里有三个男孩子，他们喝奶喝得非常的快。
We're about to go on milk rations.
Milk what?
Milk rations, like, you know, you only get this much of milk.
我们或许要要就是给他们规定喝多少奶。
But that boy is eating a lot of food and he's drinking a lot of milk.
但是那个孩子吃很多的东西，喝非常多的奶。
But something magical is happening.
但是有一种很奇怪的事情发生。
All the parts in his body are working together to help him grow.
但是他身上所有的肢体都在帮助他成长。
Right? I don't know, you know, I don't want to get into all the science, right? I don't want to get into all the science, but the food goes down.
我不想研究太多的这个科学，但是这食物吞下去以后
，He doesn't even need to chew it. He doesn't chew that much. He doesn't use his teeth. Okay, so his teeth are not that important, but they're a little bit important.
他甚至没必要去咀嚼这个食物。
He just swallows the food down.
他只是吞下去。
So his throat is doing something.
所以他的喉咙在做一些工作。
And then it gets down all the way into his stomach and intestines and all that stuff.
然后就食物吞到他的胃里，然后到大肠里。
And the kidneys working.
肾脏在工作。
And the liver's working.
肝脏也在工作。
What else needs to work?
其他还有什么需要工作？
His hands need to work.
他的手。
Because he doesn't use chopsticks or forks and knives.
因为他不用筷子或勺子或叉子。
My son is like a caveman.
他就像 like 山洞里的人。
So he just eats like this.
他用他的手吃饭。
So he needs his hands.
所以他需要他的手。
Everything is going in.
每样食物都被他吃进去。
And all these pieces are working together.
所有不同的元件都在一起的工作。
And then he's growing.
然后他就慢慢长大了。
How does that happen?
这是如何发生的呢？
I don't know.
我不知道。
But that's the same picture that God gives for the church to grow.
这就是上帝给我们同样的一幅画。
That all these pieces, all these parts, we are serving one another.
所有不同的肢体，我们相互服侍。
And they're all working together.
我们都一起做工。
And somehow,
for 某种原因。
The church body grows.
那我们这个教会就开始成长。
We grow spiritually.
我们在灵性上成长。
We grow in number.
我们在数量上成长。
But all of that has to happen because we have that special love for others.
这所有的一切都是因为我们有一种这种特殊的爱。
Otherwise, it doesn't work.
否则的话，我们不可能这样成长。
We could be doing all these things, but if we don't have that special love, it will not grow.
我们可以同样的做同样的事情，但是如果我们没有这种特殊的爱，
我们不会成长。The church is so important to God.
教会对上帝来说是如此的重要。
And now we're talking about the local church.
现在我们是在讲我们地方教会。
The local church is so important that he calls it a body.
地方教会是如此的，是如此的重要。
And that's why you have to commit to be a part of that body.
我们要把自己承诺给这个身体。
Because if Corbin's hands say, I don't want to go to be a part of your body today.
如果我儿子 Corbin 的手说我不想成为你身体的部分。
If his teeth, well, his teeth are important a little bit, right? But if teeth say, I don't want to be a part today.
如果他的牙齿也说我也不想成为你身体的一部分。
If his stomach says, I don't want to be a part of the body today.
如果他的胃也说我不想成为你的身体的一部分。
If his liver says, I want to try to go to another body today.
如果他的肝脏说我今天想去另外一个身体上。
Doesn't work.
那就不可能这样做。
The parts of the body have to love one another.
每一个肢体都得爱这个身体。
That stomach needs to say, "Oh, I love you, fingers."
那胃会对手指说，我爱你，手指。
Especially Corbin's fingers.
特别是 Corbin 的手指。
I love you, fingers, because you're gonna feed me.
我爱你，手指，因为你会喂我。
We have to have that love.
我们一定需要这种爱。
If part of his body was not working,
如果他身体上有一部分不能运行，
he might be in trouble.
那他可能有麻烦。
That's called disease.
那就是疾病。
If we are a local body of Christ here,
如果我们就是耶稣基督的一个身体，
and we are all different members of this one body,
我们就是这个身体的不同的肢体。
Are we functioning as a body of parts with love?
我们有没有在爱当中运行呢？
It doesn't matter if you're in seventh grade.
不管你是在七年级。
It doesn't matter if you are already retired.
不管你是退休了。
It doesn't matter if you are a new believer.
不管你是新的信徒。
Or you are an older believer.
还是你是成熟的信徒。
All of us have a part to minister to one another to help this body grow.
我们都应该成为这相互事工、相互服侍当中的一份子。
If part of your body shut down,
如果你身体的其中一部分生病了、不工作了，
you will be concerned.
那你就会你就会
你会有这个
你就会麻烦了。
麻烦了。Okay. I've heard it said,
我听到人说
that the average church,
这平均来说
has 20%,
教会大概有20%的
of people serving in their gifts and serving.
那大概只有20%的人在做事工。
If your body was only functioning at 20%, where would you be?
如果你身体只有20%是可以是在运行的，那你会在哪里呢？
Where would you be?
你会在哪里呢？
You'll be in the hospital.
你会在医院里。
You'll probably be in ICU.
你或许会在重症监护室。
You are probably on the borderline of not just unhealthy, you're probably on the borderline of death.
你或许在死亡的边缘。
What percentage of our church body is serving and using our spiritual gift?
那我们这个教会有多少个，有百分之多少的人是在相互事工，是在用我们的恩赐在相互事工呢？
Are we a healthy body?
我们是一个健康的身体吗？
Or are we holding back from helping this body be a healthy body?
还是我们还是我们没有完全把自己做好，使这个教会成为一个真正的完美的教会，
健康的
教会。
We desire to be a healthy body, don't we?
我们想要一个健康的身体。
And so if we know that the church is important to God because the church reveals God's heart of his people's love for others,
我们知道教会对上帝来说是非常重要，因为教会显明了上帝的爱和上帝希望他的人对爱其他的人。
Then each of us have to be the part that we are called to be in this body.
那我们每个人都应该成为这个肢体当中的一部分。
Some of you are like Corbin's fingers.
你们有些人或许就像Corbin 的手指头一样。
Some of you are like Corbin's stomach.
有些人可能就像 Corbin 的胃一样。
But all of you are important.
但是所有的人都非常重要。
And we need to serve one another with our spiritual gift, with that very special type of love.
我们需要用我们的恩赐，还要用这种特别的爱相互服侍。
And we become a healthy body of Christ.
那我们就会在主里面有一个健康的身体。
Okay. This is God's heart for his people.
这就是神的心意。
You see, so is the purpose then of the church to share this love with one another?
那教会的目的就是为了让我们分享这种特殊的爱吗？
Yes, absolutely. That's definitely part of the purpose.
对，这完全是，就是这是一部分的目的。
Right? Jesus says, love one another as I have loved you.
耶稣说，你们要彼此相爱，就像我爱你们。
And then he says, there is no greater love than this special love.
耶稣也说，没有比这爱更大的。
What is the special love? That you're willing to lay your life down.
这种特殊的爱是什么呢？就是你愿意为这种爱而牺牲自己。
So how do we apply this truth?
那我们如何应用这个真理呢？
Hey, brother, sister, today?
弟兄姐妹们。
Are you serving a brother or sister in this church today?
今天你有在相互和这里的弟兄姐妹们做事工吗？
Who today are you loving with this very special type of love?
今天你用这种特殊的爱去爱了谁呢？
Or here's another way to say it.
或者用另一种方式来说。
Who are you not showing that very special type of love towards?
那今天你没有向谁显示这种特别
爱。Are there people in the church that you are not showing that very special type of love to?
那有你有没有像有些人在教会里的一些人没有显表明这种特别的爱呢？
Think about that.
让我们想想。
Anytime we come on Sunday, we have to apply it into our life.
每个周日我们礼拜日我们到教会来，我们都应该把这个爱应用在我们的身上。
And I'm praying right now that the Holy Spirit is working on you.
我现在正在祷告，希望圣灵能够在你身上做工。
Are you a lover of God and you are a lover of this church?
你是爱神的吗？你是爱这个教会的吗？
Then what is your part to play as a part of the body?
那你在这个身体当中扮演的是什么角色呢？
Because we want to be a growing church like my son Corbin is growing.
那因为我们希望是一个成长的教会，就像我儿子一样成长。
If Corbin, his body was only functioning at 20%,
如果我儿子 Corbin 的身体只有20%在运行，
I think not only I would be concerned, all of you would be concerned for my son.
Yeah, 我想不仅仅我是我会很着急，我想你们大家都会很着急。
If our church was only functioning at 20%,
那如果我们的教会也只有20%在运行，
shouldn't we all also be as concerned?
那我们大家都会着急吗？
So that's one of the purpose of the church as we love one another.
那就是这就是其中的一个目的，教会的一个目的就是我们要相互彼此相爱。
That's how we are built up.
那这样我们才能彼此建立。
But Jesus also says there's another reason why you love each other with this very special love.
那耶稣也说过，另外有一个原因，我们为什么要这样相互。
And in John 13:35,
在约翰13:35,
he says, "By this, all people will know that you are my disciples if you have that special love for one another." That's an agape love right there again.
你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒了。这就是我们所说的无私的爱。
See, so we are starting to experience the love within the church, aren't we?
我们开始经历到我们在教会里的爱了。
We see it.
我们也看得到。
In fact, recently, someone said to me.
事实上，最近有人跟我说起。
I see some amazing relationships of love at this church.
我在这个教会里真的看到一些非常奇妙的关系。
And I said, me too.
我说我也看到了。
I said, not everywhere.
不是在任何地方你都能看到的。
But we definitely see some very special relationships happening at this church.
但是我们确实是看到一些非常特殊的关系。
Where there is a love that is not a natural love of this world, but a supernatural love.
这不是说一种自然的爱，而是一种超自然的爱。
Because it is a love that is giving.
因为这种爱是一种给的爱。
A love that is sacrificing without conditions.
是无条件的牺牲的爱。
Oh, Pastor James and I talk about that every now and then. We see there are brothers and sisters with a great love for one another here at this church.
James 长老和我通常也一直在谈论，我们也看到这我们这里有很多兄弟姐妹拥有这种伟大的爱。
Truly sacrificing for one another.
是真正的为对方而牺牲。
And we just have to praise God.
我们真的要赞美神。
And that is one of the purposes of the church.
这也是教会其中的一个目的。
That we're a place of sacrificial love for one another.
我们就是要给予相互给予牺牲的爱。
But although God has called us to love one another that way,
虽然上帝已经招呼我们要彼此相爱。
Our purpose is not to sit back on the chair and get fat and happy.
我们的目的不是说就是坐在椅子上享受这种爱，把自己养得胖胖的。
Our goal is not to stay in a church bubble, if you will, and just be like, oh, this is so great. I love this love. I'm just getting fat and happy with this love.
我们的目标不是说仅仅就坐在这个教会里，把这个教会当做一种肥皂泡，我们就在这个肥皂泡里享受。
That's why Jesus said, if you love one another like this with that special love, the whole world is going to know that you follow me.
所以说，耶稣说，如果你们有彼此相爱的心，众人因此就认出你是我们的门徒了，所以大家就会跟随你。
So there's another reason why we need to know God loves the church so much. Why it is so important to God.
有另外一个原因，上帝为什么如此爱他的教会？
Because not only are we to share that love with one another,
我们不仅仅是说要我们分享这种爱,
but that we are called to let this love shine out into the world.
上帝也要我们把这个爱放射到全世界去。
You see, the church is so important to God.
你有没有看到，教会对上帝来说是如此的重要。
Because God has been on mission from the very beginning to make himself known.
因为上帝从一开始的时候，上帝就有起初的使命，就是要显明他自己。
From the very beginning, God has been on mission.
从起初开始，上帝就有一个使命。
A mission to make himself known.
这个使命就是要显明他自己。
Another more complex way to say that is he's on a mission for his glory.
那另外一个说法就是，上帝的使命就是要显示他的荣耀。
That's right. And that's what it means to know him.
这就是我们要认识他这个意思。
Because then we know his glory.
这样子我们就知道他的荣耀。
That's when we are in relationship with him because of Jesus Christ. When we're connected to him, we get to know him. We get to know his glory.
所以说我们和他有关系。当我们和他联系，连接上了，我们才知道他的荣耀。
Even when God first created mankind, Adam and Eve,
甚至当上帝刚刚造了人类，就像亚当和夏娃，
their unhindered relationship was for them to know him.
他们之间的关系就是要亚当和夏娃认识神。
But even when sin entered the picture, God still continued on mission.
甚至当罪恶来到了这个世界上， 上帝仍旧继续了他的使命。
And in Genesis chapter 12 and on,
从创世纪12章开始，
here's what we see.
我们看到，
God looked down and saw all these different groups of people.
上帝往下看，看到了世界上不同的人。
And he loved them, and he had compassion on them.
他爱他们并怜悯他们。
And he wanted to reach all the people of the earth.
他想向地球上所有的人伸手。
He wanted to reach all of them with the blessing of being in relationship with him.
他想，他想向所有的人伸手，想祝福他们。
And you know what? God could have just spoken individually to each group of people around the earth. He could have just went to them and talked with them each.
上帝其实可以，自己亲自走到这不同，就是不同的人群当中，亲自和他们讲话。
But you know what's really interesting about God?
你知道这很有趣的吗？这里
，He chose not to do it that way.
他选择没有这样做。
He chose to use mankind to speak to mankind about him.
他选择的人，他选择的人类向人类去传播。
He chose to use mankind to tell mankind about him.
他选择了用人类去向人类讲述他。
So he first picked one man.
他首先选择了一个人。
And he said, Abraham, I want to bless you.
他说亚伯拉罕，我要祝福你。
In fact, I want to bless you so much you can't even imagine it.
其实事实上，我想祝福你，我的祝福是如此的大，你都想象不到。
I want to give you my word.
我要把我的话语给你。
I want to give you my Holy Spirit.
我要把我的圣灵给你。
And the reason.Why I am blessing you is because I love you.
我想要祝福你的原因是因为我爱你。
And I know that if you know my love and you know my blessing,
因为我知道当你有了我的爱，有了我的祝福
I want you to, you're going to turn around and pass that blessing on to all the other groups of people.
我需要你走出去把我的爱传播出去，成为我要你成为他人的祝福。
Because I love them too.
因为我也爱他们。
Now Abraham.
那亚伯拉罕。
You're not just supposed to sit around and enjoy my love and get fat and happy.
那亚伯拉罕，你不应该只是坐在你的椅子上享受我的爱。
You can't just sit around and say, "Oh, thank you, Lord, for your love. I love it. I just want to hold on to your love and blessing."
你不应该就是坐着说哦，感谢神，我哦感谢你的爱。
Abraham, you need to get out of your chair.
你应该起来。
And you need to reach out to all those other people who don't know my love and don't have my blessing.
你应该向所有不知道的人、没有我的爱的人伸手。
So that they too can be loved by me and blessed by me.
所以他们也能够得到我的爱，被我祝福。
Abraham was blessed to know God and to be a blessing to others.
亚伯拉罕是被神祝福的。而且他也成为人家的祝福。
To allow them to know God and experience God.
因为他允许了人家，他允许把人，允许了人家去认识神。
That's what God called the people of Israel to do.
这也是上帝所招呼以色列人去做的。
And that is our God on mission.
这就是我们的神，我们神的使命。
That's the good news.
这也就是我们所说的福音。
That there is a world of people who do not have a true connection with God.
因为有一群人和上帝没有一个真正的关系。
And some of those people are in here today.
其中就坐在我们当中的也有这样的人。
And God loves them.
但是上帝爱你们。
And He chooses to reach them through You.
他选择了你去向他们伸手。
You know what the church is to the world?
对世界来说，教会是什么呢？
And this is the last word picture we're going to look at this morning, even though there's a lot more in the Bible.
这是最后一个我们所用的比喻。虽然圣经上有很多比喻。
The church is called to be the light of the world.
教会就是世界的光。
Jesus says, you are the light of the world.
耶稣说你是世界的光。
A city on a hill, it cannot be hidden.
在山上的城市不能被隐藏。
Nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket.
I think it's...
It's in...
Matthew, sorry. 点了灯以后不能放在斗里面。
But you put it on a stand so it gives light to the whole house.
但是你放在灯台上就照亮一家的人。
You see, isn't that Jesus using word pictures?
这就是耶稣所用的想象。
Jesus says, in the same way as that light,
耶稣说过，就像这个灯一样。
Let your light shine before others.
让你的灯照亮人家。
So that they may see your good works of love.
那人家可以看到你的爱。
And one day they too will be able to give glory to God in heaven.
那希望有一天他们也会看到神的荣耀。
That's what the church is today.
那这就是今天这个教会的目的。
The church is the vehicle that God chose to take the message of the gospel to the world.
那今天的教会就是上帝选择把福音传给世界的一个渠道。
That's why part of our church today, the choir, has gone out to bring the gospel to these senior living centers.
所以说我们今天一部分我们教会的成员就今天去在
Because God has chosen the church to tell everyone about Him. God has blessed the church to be a blessing to others.
上帝已经祝福了教会，要使教会成为他人的祝福。
Are you seeing the bigger picture here?
你有没有看到这幅大？
Do you see the bigger picture of God on mission? Do you see it?
你有没有看到这幅图案? 看到上帝这个使命?
See, when we understand how important the church is to God,
那你看我们，当我们真正理解教会对上帝来说是多么的重要，
then we get to understand how much the church ought to be important to us.
那然后我们也就看到了，教会，
Excuse me.
教会对我们来说是多么的重要。
Right? Not only do we get to enjoy new life and this new community,
不是说我们不是说仅仅来在这里享受我们的新生命，在这个新的社区里享受新的生命。Not only do we get to know
God's great love for us and our love with one another,
我们不仅仅说要知道神对我们的爱，还有我们彼此的爱。
We get to see that God loves the church so much that He's sending the church out to be on mission with Him.
我们也看到，因为神是如此的爱教会，他要把这个教会分散出去，让教会也跟他在同一个使命上。So
when we think about all of this,
当我们想象这所有的一切,
we have to realize that our life in Christ is so much bigger than everything that we thought it was.
当我们看到这一切的时候，我们一定要意识到，我们在主耶稣基督里的生命比我们所想象的一切都还要大。Your
life as part of the church is bigger than a good job.
你作为教会里的一份子，这比你拥有一个
Your life as part of this church is bigger than just having a happy spouse at home and good children.
你的生命成为教会里的一部分，比你拥有一个好的配偶，比你有好的孩子更大。
Your part in the body of Christ is more important than your grades and getting into a good college.
你成为教会肢体的一部分。 比你得到一个好的成绩，去上一个好的大学更重要。
It's more important than money in the bank.
这比你银行里的存款更重要。
It's bigger than having a good vacation.
这比你度一个好假更重要。
It's bigger than your comforts.
这比你的舒适更重要。
And your clothes.
你的衣服。
Because in reality,
因为在事实的,
if you are part of this church,
如果你是这个教会的一份子,
you are part of something so big and so important.
你就成为了这个一个非常大、非常重要的一个东西的一份子。
It is worth your whole life.
这个东西值得你整个的生命。
You are part of something that began before you were born.
你已经是这个东西的一份子，这个东西在其实在你 出生前就开始了。
And something that will continue after you die.
而且等你死后还会继续的。
Because God is on mission to rescue a fallen mankind to himself.
因为神在神的神正在一个神的使命就是要拯救这个堕落的堕落的人类。
Today, he is saving souls through people.
今天他就是通过人类来拯救灵魂。
Today he is building his church through people.
今天他也在正在通过人类来建造他的教会。
And he wants you to be a part of it.
他希望你成为这其中的一份子。
If you are already a true child of God,
如果你已经是一个真正的神的儿子
，Do you realize that you are part of something so immense?
你有没有意识到你已经是 这么伟大的一个东西的一份子呢
？Do you realize that God allows us to be His partners on mission with Him？
你有没有意识到神允许我们成为他的同伴呢？在这个伟大的使命上
？That's why the church is so important。
这就是为什么教会是如此的重要。
And if you are not a true child of God today，
如果今天你还没有成为神真正的孩子。
Do you desire to be a part of his church?
你想成为他的教会的一份子吗？
Would you first realize and admit that you are a sinner and that you need Jesus?
你可以首先承认你是一个圣你是一个罪人，你需要耶稣基督。
Would you be able to put your trust only in Jesus and not in yourself?
你可以把你的信靠只放在耶稣基督身上，而不是在你身上吗？
Because when you put your faith in Jesus today, dear friend,
如果你把你的信仰放在耶稣基督身上，
you too can be a part of God's church.
那你也能成为神教会的一份子。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Heavenly Father,
我们的天父。
We thank you, Lord, for your great demonstration of love for your church.
我们感谢你，感谢你，给我们释放了如此好的，一种爱，通过你的教会的一种爱。
Lord, we remember today that we are your bride.
主啊，我们今天记得我们是你的新娘。
That you love us the way a bridegroom loves his bride.
你爱我们就像新郎爱新娘一样。
Willing to give up everything for her.
你愿意为了他而放弃一切。
Willing to suffer through anything for her good.
为了他的好，你愿意承受一切的痛苦。
And also the church is your body of love.
而且教会也是你爱的肢体。
It's where you want us to learn how to love with that very special love for one another.
教会也是你想让我们学习这种特殊的爱的一个地方。
That love of the world is so limited and conditional.
这个世界的爱是如此的如此的有限。
But Lord, the love you want us to have within the body of Christ is a love that is without limit.
但是主啊，在耶稣里的爱，你给我们在耶稣里的爱是没有限制的。
And Lord, I thank you lastly because, Lord, your church is part of your mission to the world.
主啊，最后我想感谢你，因为你的教会是你的大使命的一部分。
Lord, thank you for allowing us to be a part of this purpose.
主啊，感谢你，允许我们成为其中的一份子。
And so, Lord, we want to realize today how important the church is for our life.
主啊，我们要意识到今天，耶稣对我们的生命来，阿门。教会对我们的生命来说是如此的重要。
And the church is so important to us because it is so important to you.
教会对我们来说是如此的重要，因为教会对你来说是如此的重要。
We thank you.
我们感谢你。
And pray in Jesus' name.
我们奉耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.